Hey folks, welcome back to Tech on Trial, the podcast where we put the latest tech trends on trial. I'm your tech-loving host, and I have Victor with me.
Hey everyone, I'm Victor, the CEO of Apogee Suite, a tech aficionado, and I guess our resident specialist today.
Oh, you are. For sure you are, man. Today, we dive deep into a hot topic, like one of the most prominent topics we've been talking about, NLP innovations in the legal industry. So, legal tech people, stay tuned. But before we get started, make sure you hit that subscribe button to keep up with the tech shenanigans. Victor, you ready?
Shenanigans, great word. Born ready, though. Let's do it.
Oh, there you go. So, folks, NLP. Okay, we all know it's changing the game in the legal world. Legal tech is a hot topic all around. If you go to LinkedIn or any other social forum, people are talking about that and in articles and everything else. So lawyers, brace yourselves. So you're talking about chatbots, contract analysis, and a whole lot more. So Victor, I know you've been working on some stuff like that. Can you tell us like where are you guys now? Like where you've been?
Thanks, Sal. Yeah, well, at the end of the day, I'm just a tech enthusiast who's been living and breathing NLP for years now.
That's it. Only that.
Yeah, I mean, really what I've seen is how NLP and AI and generative AI generally, that sounds funny.
We're good today.
Law firms more efficient. It's allowing them to cut out a lot of needless but tedious steps in all kinds of, whether it's legal proceedings or contracts or agreement, it's cutting out a lot of that sort of heft that used to be there. And I can't wait to share the rest of the scoop with everybody today. It's really
cool. Yeah. I think it's about a lot of what we've been seeing. It's a lot about speed and accuracy. So a lot of we're going to talk about this. It's related to that. Let's start with research and discovery. So this is one of the most comprehensive and I would say kind of a tedious type of attention to detail game kind of a situation, right? So research and discovery with NLP is a game changer, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Sal. I mean, research, e-discovery, all the stuff where you're finding a needle in the haystack, thanks to NLP, is sped up like crazy. The process of finding and producing electronic evidence or just evidence in all kinds of legal cases is becoming almost like too easy. It's getting to a place where, like, why would you ever want to read these things yourself? What it's doing is it's making lawyers' lives much easier. And of course, it's super cost effective because you could do this overnight while you're in bed, you know, or at a client meeting or whatever. Guess what? It's also environmentally friendly because there's a lot less paper.
So contracts, they used to be the bane of lawyers' existence. So now NLP is making that easier too, I guess, hey?
Absolutely, Sal. What we've seen is prior to NLP tools or prior to generative AI NLP tools, we had a lot of plates and templated tools and like data rooms that people use where you would basically get almost fillable PDFs of sorts. You know, they're probably in docs or whatever, but it allows you to, in a templated world, just kind of like fill in the things you need. NLP tools now can quickly analyze contracts. They can identify crucial clauses. They can stop inconsistencies in no time. So you can basically have it spit out an entire contract for you and then analyze it with you so that you get to the best place and make sure that it's jurisdiction specific. And of course, part of the law that you need. It's like having another or a super paralegal, actually. It's not just a super paralegal, it's a super paralegal on steroids. It's like shiny and like, you know, glowing a little bit. What it does is it saves time and it helps reduce risk quite a bit.
I think that's the biggest like difference across legal is it's like risk mitigation with NLP, provided that, of course, you have the right tool and you can implement it right. I think it's really changing the game and it's going to change it even more soon. Eh? Mm-hmm. But we can't forget about kind of a legal research in general. Right? What I'm kind of curious to understand is like how NLP will shake or shaking things up on when it comes to legal research.
Right. So NLP generally can help lawyers sift through heaps of legal data to help find like the golden nuggets that are there, you know? It requires the system to actually, like, I guess, recreate the content of those documents in a way that the NLP, the AI understands, but that's the only step that really has to happen. It's a proprietary step for many companies, but you know, it needs to happen. And then by doing that and passing it through to a system becomes like having your research assistant on overdrive. It becomes all about finding the right precedent and the cases really quickly. And really, that's just like a Google search at this point.
Like publicly available. So, of course, if you have a system that speeds and speeds up the research and provides you with more accuracy, for sure you're gonna have something like a really good result out of the research you're gonna do. I mean, other than that, there's like a really like a cool one which I personally like, which is predictive analytics. So that's the famous kind of a crystal ball for lawyers, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's not just strictly predictive analytics. It's not like necessarily analytics. It's just predictions in general. But, you know, when layered onto, let's say, court prior decisions, some kind of cause for action or facts of a new case, you can get to a place where the NLP can start to forecast outcomes based on historical data and legal precedents. So then, if you give it all these legal precedents and your data, it can sort of start guessing at whether or not you have a good case, a good defense, or possibly even a good prosecution of the case. It's not quite clairvoyance, but it's pretty close.
We can see something close like that happening real soon. I mean, before we wrap up, I think the we cannot talk about NLP in the legal world without talking about ethical considerations. So it's not all sunshine and so on. Like with all tech advancements, there's always a risk. There's always something we need to keep our eye on. What's your take on it?
You're absolutely right, Sal. NLP and AI just they bring massive benefits, that's for sure. It does obviously also raise the question of data privacy, the bias in algorithms, and the potential for job displacement. I mean, it's essential to keep an eye on these issues moving forward, and also it's really pertinent to pe for people to partner or create their AIs such that it uses their own data as much as possible rather than just taking models off the shelf. Because then you're reducing the bias and kind of tailoring the AI to your own world, which is what Apogee Suite does. It really wants to make sure that this becomes part of your world rather than the generalized world of all kinds of things.
Well, there you have it, folks. I mean, we wrap it up one more episode of Tech on Trial. NLP innovations are turning the legal industry upside down, and the future looks exciting, but I'm pretty sure that's a bright future ahead of us. Victor, I'd like to thank you again for being our NLP guide today, as usual.
It's my pleasure, Sal. Tech and law is always a huge thrill.
Yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to Tech on Trial. We'll be back with more exciting tech adventures. Until next time, stay curious, guys.